The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Remember all those warnings about the effects of this sequester, the last of our various budgetary cliffs? Remember how it sounded like everybody was crying wolf? Well, as it turns out, I'll be back as soon as I've moved to a safer location. One of the great things about being a member of Congress is that you can cut government spending and then sit in a big chair and ask the people who you ordered to cut spending to explain why they cut spending.
But you didn't tell them which airports, which airlines, which
times. We told them that they should expect significant impacts at major hub facilities.
Well, la-di-da. Everyone knew that.
But it was pretty clear. The whole purpose of this sequester was, in fact, to make the painful cuts Congress didn't want to make because they knew it would tick people off. Some members apparently have just discovered that the money being cut goes to federal employees who are a lot like other employees in that when you don't pay them, they don't show up. For example, control towers at LAX have to cut spending by 2%, which means that every day, by law, the government must furlough three air traffic controllers, like Michael Foote.
Well, so far we've seen a doubling of delays system-wide. I would expect that to continue. Currently, this is a relatively slow period of the year.
There have been hundreds of delays every day since the furloughs kicked in on Sunday, potentially a windfall for the airport bars, unless travelers lose patience and just cancel their plans altogether, which could happen. We've put up with security lines, baggage fees, seat charges, ticket taxes, $10 snack boxes, but now we have to sit at the airport playing departure roulette.
I was delayed by 3 hours and had to totally reroute my plans to get here.
At some point, you lose patience. You may even get really angry at whoever let this happen.
Okay.
Down boy. You're just a metaphor for the time being. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.